The First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, as well as similar tenets in other countries, allow everyone the right to speak and to share what's on their mind. Those who disagree with what's said are equally afforded that opportunity to express whatever their counterviews happen to be. What we've seen as of late, however, is a much more hostile and even deadly response by radical Islamists when something is presented which they disagree with. We're in a world where a cartoonist who satires may wind up being a dead cartoonist. Here to talk about the impact of all this in that industry and whether a spirit of fighting back exists is the cartoonist for the legendary comic strip Nancy and Sluggo. He also gives tours communities. He visits schools, brings a world of art and cartooning to students. We say good morning to Guy Gilchrist. Good morning, Guy.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Likewise to have you here. NancyandSluggo.com. Yes, Nancy and Sluggo are still around if you grew up with them. Then Guy's picked up the torch a few years ago and is carrying on that tradition. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But I want to have you here on here, Guy, because even before the Muhammad cartoon competition that Pamela Geller formed down in Texas, of course, we had the Charlie Hebdo assassination of cartoonists. How closely connected is the cartoonist community? Did you know any of those individuals?
The folks that were killed, I had not met personally, but I know a lot of cartoonists that worked for Charlie Hebdo through the National Cartoonist Society, of which I'm a member. You know, we have our Reuben Awards every year. That's sort of like our Oscars and Grammys. And so many cartoonists from all around the world come to this event because it's a 3-day event. And so, over all of these years that I've been a member, I've met, many, many of the cartoonists from Paris and all around the world. We are actually a very tight-knit group.
Personally speaking, with what the cartoons that Charlie Hebdo do, as well as what the cartoons took part in the Muhammad competition in Garland, Texas, do you look at that and say, well, yeah, you got the right to do that, but should you do that?
Well, I look at it, Chris, as my job as a cartoonist and your job as a commentator. Our job is to speak from the heart. And, cartoonists have a very interesting sort of a charge and a really cool one. You know, we take words and pictures and put them together and try to impact your funny bone. I try to, to bring a little slice of life, something that's going to touch your heart, because that's who I am. When I'm being honest, when I'm doing my job correctly, and I'm writing honestly from my heart, hopefully you're feeling it through what I'm writing and drawing. While I may not agree with what the cartoonists from Paris do, or any other political bent that may not be mine, I have to appreciate and defend the right of those cartoonists to do this. This is what is coming honestly from their heart. They feel a need to say these things. And if there wasn't a market for it, they wouldn't be doing it professionally. No one would pay them.
And certainly, and I can relate to this on a couple of accounts, true confession here, over the course of doing this show since 1998, I've had 5 death threats. So you always, the radio axiom is the one you hear about is never the one that's going to get you, so you just brush it off and go forward. But it seems right. Like if you don't have the heart to do it, you shouldn't be doing it.
You know, you're right. And you know what? You're going to be criticized no matter what you do. If you do something well, eventually you'll be criticized. If you do it terribly, you won't be criticized because you won't keep your job very long.
Exactly.
If you hang around a long, long time. I mean, I've been doing Nancy now for 20 years. And, of course, before that I did the Muppets. And in between, I've done a lot of other features. One feature that comes to mind when we start talking about faith and cartoons is I did a feature called Your Angels Speak. Now, I never thought it was groundbreaking or anything. It was just me drawing beautiful angels, and I would write down a prayer, and I would do a painting every single week, and it was published in papers around the world. Well, I, you know, I got every kind of threat you can imagine. You know, people wanting to, you know, to come and find me, calling me a religious zealot, a right-wing nut, all kinds of terrible stuff. And all I was trying to do was share a little bit of love and light, you know, and along my Christian walk. But you know what? There's no matter what you do, you know, you're going to get attacked. And, you know, and certainly if you're a political commentator, if you're an editorial or political cartoonist, you have a political bent to your profession, you know, you're going to be threatened in a lot of different ways.
Oh, no doubt about that. We're talking Guy Gilchrist. He currently is the artist behind the Nancy and Slogo cartoon. He's been drawing, his work includes the Muppets cartoon strip. Muppet Babies, Pink Panther, Looney Tunes, Tom and Jerry, many more on top of that. NancyandSlogo.com.
You're making it sound like I can't keep a job.
Or you're just so damn good, everybody wants you. Although a little sideline, you can read about this about Guy on his website. He almost blew the Nancy and Slogo job because they chose someone before him, but he submitted the work and chose him instead of the other person. So that's, again, see, just everyone wants you, Guy. And again, it's NancyandSlogo.com on the web. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. You're mentioning, too, about your walk of faith. I remember a cartoon, Nancy and Slogo, maybe a week or so ago. It was Nancy looking up at the sky and the clouds. And I think the second panel was, I wonder if God loves me. And the third panel, no balloon, no Nancy talking. The cloud that was going over Nancy all of a sudden turns into a heart.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, that's the stuff that, for any rational thinking person, that would be one of those, call them the warm and fuzzy moments, but you just have that sour, bitter person out there that you don't even imagine is out there, that wouldn't imagine, that you can't imagine would take it any other way, and that something that seems to be poisonous to some people, and I've just never been able to figure out why that happens.
Yeah, you know, well, some people, I can't, you know, I've met a lot of people in my travels, and I do a lot of motivational speaking and at schools, churches, all over the place. And and when you're doing any sort of public forum, especially like festivals and that sort of stuff, you know, people that have some problems, you know, will find you and say, you know, that they'd appreciate it if I didn't, you know, put God into my comics, for instance. And then I'll just say, well, I can't take God out of my heart, and I can't take God out of my mind, and so God's going to be in my art. It's going to be there, you know, a lot, because this is the sort of person I am. And what I suggest to them is just don't read me if they don't like me. You know, it's an interesting thing when you're a cartoonist. People that don't like you find you. They find you on social media and stuff. You know, comics, even though comics are growing and growing, even though newspapers are getting smaller and smaller in print, the online, the digital cartoons are getting bigger and bigger. And, you know, as you're scrolling through on your phone or your laptop or whatever, you know, the comics come up. And so people that, into people's news feeds on social media. So they may or may not like you. So you tend to get a guy like me that's thank God I'm so blessed. You know, we're in 80 countries around the world and we've been around for a long, long time. Yeah, there's a lot of negative stuff that comes through, but also a lot of really positive stuff. And all I can really do is go by what Charles Schulz told me to do years and years ago. You know, he said, write from your heart and write honestly. Those that hate you will hate you. Those that don't get you won't get you. But those that follow you will follow you very faithfully because they'll know who you are.
That's true. I'm paraphrasing here because I don't remember the quote exactly, but Charles Schulz also said that humor without, he always strove to have humor with a message,
mm-hmm,
in his work. You can look and see a lot of messages, faith-based messages throughout the decades of Peanuts cartoons and really just the life lessons they came by. I think a lot of, I always imagine where a lot of children who grew up to be adults who were bullied saw themselves in Charlie Brown to some degree and maybe found a life preserver effect in that character, for example.
And he was, I'll tell you, Sparky was an awesome, awesome guy. I didn't get to know him. He was a West Coast guy, so I didn't get to know him until 1995 when I took over Nancy, because the guy that created Nancy, Ernie Bushmiller, was Sparky's, Charles Schulz, anybody that knew him called him Sparky, was Ernie Bushmiller was Sparky's idol. And so so Sparky made it a point when we first met at the Rubens in 1995 to talk to me about me taking over the strip and giving me some advice. And so that was when we started getting together. And from then till he passed away, you know, we spoke on the phone quite a bit. What an awesome, awesome guy. And really and truly, if you want to know how to be a professional, not just a cartoonist, but just if you want to be a great at anything that you do in life, boy, read the strip and read about his life, because how he went about his business and how he treated people is a life lesson for all of us.
And it was also cool to be his neighbor, because if you were his neighbor and his friend, you got to come up to that ice arena that he built on his property and play hockey.
That's not too shabby, huh?
No, that's not a bad deal at all. And by the way, Guy is doing a nice tradition, keeping the tradition alive and providing a colorful insight into some deep thinking and some laughs, too, with the long-standing tradition of Nancy and Sluggo, nancyandsluggo.com on the web. Learn more about Guy's work, his life, his career, and find a little inspiration, a little life lesson from Guy's life as well as from Nancy and Sluggo, too, because you have to reach for positive and reach for something grounding everywhere you can. Sometimes you find in places you might not normally think of looking. nancyandsluggo.com. Guy Gilchrist, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Chris, I had a great time with you, and I'll see you in the funny papers.
All right.